dealing with that using hypnosis. Dealing with debt using hypnosis. Most hypnosis recordings begin by asking you to relax, but this recording is different. I know that you are listening to this recording because you are thinking about something that will make it hard to relax now. You are not ready to breathe deeply and fully or let the muscles in your stomach unwind and soften. You might not even notice that you can let the muscles in the back of your neck and your shoulders loosen or feel a pleasant warmth spreading from the base of your neck along your shoulders and upper back. I'm sure you do not even know how you will let the base of your spine become soft and comfortable and warm. Even if I were to tell you to notice that you can sit now comfortably and allow the muscles in your face, jaw, to relax, you may not feel comfortably focused now. But it is possible that you are able to focus really well. Have you noticed that you are able to focus on what you want, and that when you focus on what you want, it seems like you let go of everything else? And maybe you can think of a time now when you put all your focus and energy into wanting just one thing. And you can remember what it was like to imagine what you wanted and what you want using all your senses so that it seems real and so that it seems really attractive. And you can notice that it takes dozens of choices and abilities to focus so well on something you want. As you focus, you can begin to appreciate how good you are at imagining what you want now. I wonder, how are you able to be so good at focusing on just what you want? It could be like sitting out in the sun on a really hot day and feeling the sun on your face and your arms, and noticing that you are getting really hot. And you can notice the heat in your core, and you can notice the heat on your skin, and you can notice that your face is really warm. And as you notice the warmth on your face, you can notice that your lips are dry. You might even use your tongue to moisten your lips, and as you do, you might notice that your mouth is dry. And you can notice that you are thirsty, and that thirst is in your mouth and in your throat. And then you can notice that thirst is traveling all through your body, so that each of the cells in your core and your limbs is thirsty. And you can notice that the heat on your skin and your arms and your legs seems so dry. And then you can think about a glass of water, and you can see that glass of water on a table, and it looks so clear and so cool. You can notice the moisture beating on the outside of the glass, and the water is so exactly what you want that it can seem that all you can see is the water. And you can notice that you want that water with every part of you, with all the dry and thirsty parts that need you to pick up that water and drink. And you can drink that water quickly because it's exactly the right temperature for your body. As you drink that water, you can let it rush over your lips and through your mouth, down your throat, and spread to every part of your thirsty body. And having that water can make you feel a profound sense of comfort and satisfaction. It can feel good in every part of you to have that one thing that you've been wanting. And because you are good at focusing, you can focus on each part of your body, from your mouth to your throat, and down through your organs, and out to your skin. And you can notice with your focus how the water quenches the thirst in each part of you, and how it feels to be satisfied by something that is exactly what you want. And you can notice how precisely that one glass of water meets your needs, and how well that one glass of water refreshes each cell. And you can make a choice about whether you are fully satisfied now, or whether you want to pour another glass of water. You can make that choice because your focus is so clear and so precise, and it's easy, so easy, to use all your senses to notice exactly what you need to be nurtured and satisfied. And I wonder, what would happen if you noticed now how precisely the water met your needs, and how you can still notice as you scan through your body how each cell needs the water and responds to the water? And I wonder wonder if you appreciate now how the water has exactly and was exactly what you needed and need to be nurtured and satisfied. And it is good that you are so good at focusing, so that you can focus on how good it feels to have what you want and to let yourself be satisfied by what you have. And I wonder if you would like to make arrangements now to remember how good it feels to focus on what you have and to notice how what you have now is satisfying and nurturing you. Maybe you would even like to notice now how good you are and how good you are at zeroing in on just what you need, so that all you can see is that thing you really need to satisfy you and to nurture you. And it might be that it is as though you can only see what you really need, and that everything you do not need fades. And as you notice that you can choose to focus on what you need, you notice that there are things you do not need, things you can let go now, just let go. And you can let go of these things easily and naturally, just let go. Because you are focused on what you really want, and all of your attention is on that thing that you really want. You want that, it will satisfy and nurture you. And as you notice precisely what you need, you can know, I mean, really know, that you do not need the things that you do not precisely satisfy you, and that you do not need to know about those things that you do not need. And you might let those things that you do not need become unattractive and blurry, or you might just let those things drop entirely out of your awareness now. And you can notice that when you have precisely what you need, you are able to focus even more clearly on the next step. And because you are good at focusing on what you want, you can notice the flow of energy through you and notice that this energy allows you to move easily and freely, comfortably toward the next thing that will satisfy and nurture you. And it is so easy to go with the flow of energy and to move forward in your focus. You can find it so easy to go with the flow and to relax with the flow as you move forward toward that thing that is precise and nurturing and satisfying. And it's even possible to just let the flow carry you, knowing that the flow is moving in precisely the right direction, and that the flow can only move you in the right direction toward the next thing that will satisfy and nurture you. It's possible that when you think about the flow of energy, it reminds you of a time when you have been sitting and watching water flow in a stream, or a river, or even a house. And you can sit now as you sat then, and you can notice the flow of the water, and you can even imagine being a twig or a leaf that is carried along by the flow. And you can notice how it feels to be carried by the flow, and how the flow moves you and supports you. And when you come back, and when you come to a rock or a post, you can notice that the water simply flows around any obstacles, and is in the nature of the water as it flows to keep flowing and to keep moving. And so you are carried along and you keep moving. And as you are carried along by the flow, you can notice that the water always exerts the right amount of effort to keep moving, and that it always has what it needs to move around obstacles and to keep flowing, and that it always flows in the right direction. And you can notice that it does what it needs to do to move where it's going. And yes, you can feel yourself carried along by the flow, knowing that you will keep moving in the right direction. And as you are carried forward in the right direction, you can let go of all the other directions and notice only the direction of the flow of energy, direction that moves you toward that thing that will satisfy and nurture you. It may even be that you will let yourself sink right into the molecules of the water as it flows, And as you do, you will notice that each molecule flows so that the water flows. And you will become aware that the flow is actually billions of tiny pieces that are moving together in the right direction. And you know that the tiny drops that move together are so powerful because they create the flow that is moving in the right direction. That flow that simply moves around obstacles. And as you do, you will understand that no choice is a small choice if it is moving in the right direction, and that each choice you make is like one molecule of water in a hose, in a stream, in a river. And it's so easy to make a choice that moves with the flow, a choice that is moving in the right direction. And as you notice that you are climbing up out of the molecule and onto a twig or a leaf, you can notice that the flow is carrying you, and you can move your focus a little higher so you can notice the heat of the sun and the balance of the cool water and the hot sun, and you can find that you are being carried forward within this balance of sun and water, and that you are entirely comfortable and supported as you move forward. And you can remember that one way you are moving is the one way that moves you towards that thing that will satisfy and nurture you. So that the balance of heat and water is like the balance as you sip from that wonderfully cool, refreshing glass of water on that hot, hot day. And as you sip the water moves into you and through you and brings you exactly where you need to satisfy and nurture you. And the water that you drink becomes the water in your cells, and your attention can rise up into your throat and your mouth and the skin of your face. And you can feel the sun on your face and the balance in which you are moving between the water within you and the sun above you. And because you are very good at focusing on what you want and on imagining what you want in all your senses, you can notice that you have turned your face up to let the warm sun shine on your face. And you can imagine the sun, and you can smell water in a pool or a lake or an ocean, and you can feel yourself being perfectly content and satisfied and sleepy. And it can feel so good that you can forget for a moment or two that you are only imagining that you are somewhere warm and sunny, and you can feel as though it is the bright warm sun that is keeping your eyes closed for just another moment. And when you are completely convinced that you are really, really good at focusing on what you really want with all your senses, then you can let a cloud cross in front of the sun and notice that it is safe and appropriate to open your eyes now.